I'm Chris Rebelo with a report on the recent summit meeting of CalRIO, the California Regional Health Information Organization. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. Will California get its own health information technology czar? That possibility was raised at the recent CalRIO summit when Cindy Enos, the director of the California Department of Managed Healthcare, announced recommendations made by key stakeholders at a recent eHealth Action Forum. That recommendation is now a potential key state action as Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger gets closer to announcing his plans to advance health IT in the Golden State. Enos, who is also a board member of CalRIO, told attendees that the idea needs to be fleshed out quickly because the governor will formalize his program in December.
We are going to be asking you to think very sharply about when we say we want a czar, what does that in fact mean, both from a functional sense, what is it that they would accomplish, what's the problem that they are solving, and how do we operationalize them to solve that problem? One of our concerns is that it's easy to have someone with a great title and perhaps a crown. We might have to do that. But at the end of the day, are they a figurehead?
Don Holmquist, CalRIO's new CEO, was at the eHealth Action Forum when the recommendation was made. He likes the idea of having a czar, but says the position would have to have some teeth.
The most common comment in support of having someone like that was that we need someone in Sacramento, a single point of contact that you can go to with health IT issues. Right now, you can go to five different departments and deal with their IT issues, but there is no one that has the responsibility or the authority, and most importantly, has funding authority. And I think the footnote to those recommendations were the belief that if you have an office like that, then the legislature could, in fact, empower that entity not only to address standards issues and uniformity, particularly within the state, but perhaps there would be some money to fund this system that the state needs.
Schwarzenegger, expected to be reelected in a slam dunk next month, has pledged $240 million to support health IT in the Golden State. Those interested in interoperability in California have their eyes on that cash. Holmquist says it's time for politicians to recognize that the private sector will never fully invest in health IT infrastructure because the need for funding is so far in front of financial return.
That's why we have been saying to the state over and over again, you're going to have to step up and admit that if you depended on the private sector to build the interstate highway system that Eisenhower built in 1958 or started, we still wouldn't be finished. It just cost a huge amount to build, so the government stood up and did it. But now you could hardly think of anything more important to American commerce than our interstate highway system. There are some things that, frankly, do fall to the government to do. Once they're underway, probably we will figure out how to extract from the people who benefit the most some value.
So what I'm presenting is the results of a study that was commissioned by David Brailer when he was still
Molly Coy, CEO of HealthTech and a national player in the health IT arena, also spoke at the summit. Coy helped start CalRIO. She says compared to other states, California is a laggard in the best of the bunch category. She says it's time for CalRIO to move forward.
The biggest challenge is to actually produce something. We have convened the stakeholders. We've hammered out an agenda. We have achieved consensus about the need to go forward to develop pilot projects that will test out the backbone infrastructure we're going to need to link the whole state together. That's serious work. It's concrete work. 2 or 3 years from now, all of us will be able to look back and say that something is very different in California because of this effort.
What could it look like?
What it basically would mean is that we would have what's called a master patient index, meaning a way for Santa Barbara and Sacramento and Yuba City all to know that the John Smith they're talking about is or isn't the same person. So you have a patient index and a record locator system so that you can begin to exchange information. The standards are being developed at a national level. It's really the work of putting in place the system for identifying patients and finding them.
CalRIO was established a year and a half ago with startup funds coming from Sutter Health, Kaiser Permanente, Blue Cross of California Foundation, the California Healthcare Foundation, and others. CEO Holmquist says he's committed to developing a viable business model for the organization, but admits for the next 1 to 3 years, CalReal will likely rely mainly on the generosity of strangers. The organization has applied for a state Medicaid transformation grant and is looking at other funding sources.
What do states do? And states do a bunch of things. They do convene well. They do.
This was CalReal's last scheduled summit. The grant, which has funded 5 state meetings, has run out. However, officials are optimistic that monies will be found to sponsor another statewide gathering, probably next spring. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at editor@chcf.org. I'm Chris Rebelow. Thanks for listening.